Welcome to the PowerPress Podcast. My name is Mackenzie Bennett, and thanks for listening today. This is episode 16, and on the PowerPress Podcast, we share information to empower your podcast. Today, we have another Blueberry staff member on the podcast, Angelo Mandato.
Hey, everybody.
Thanks for coming on today. I wanted to have you on the podcast specifically because we have a major update coming to the PowerPress plugin sometime soon, within the next week.
Right. So it's been a long time coming. There's actually going to be a few updates coming out over the next couple months. But instead of having one major release, we're now splitting it up a little bit. So the thing that's coming out here in the next week, of course, is the new player.
I'm very excited. We've been working on this player. And when I say we, I mean the development team, for the most part, has been working on this for basically this spring and the tail end of winter, and I'm excited to get to use it. We've had it up on the PowerPress Podcast for the last episode, and I think Todd had it on his site and Mike had it on his, but it will soon be available for everyone to use.
Yeah, actually kind of is already for everyone, but we're just now getting the documentation, how to get the embed, and explaining the situations where how the player looks in different situations.
Yeah.
So, but, and actually we should kind of mention that today.
Yeah. We'll get all into, the details about how it works in PowerPress and, with the Blueberry dashboard and everything. But first, do you want to talk about some news?
Sure.
Okay. So for the first news bit that we have today, this is from an article that Forbes put out earlier this week, and it was 6 reasons why podcasting is the future of storytelling. So the first reason is that investment is increasing. That's been pretty obvious to us for a while, though.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting how much money has flowed into this business in the past year and a half. Though it's triple than what we've seen for the past 8 years.
They said in the article that they mentioned Gimlet Media because they raised, I think, $6 million for their podcast company. And then another company that started within the past year called Wondery. I believe that's how you pronounce it. But it was started by the CEO of Fox International. So he left that job and started a podcast network company instead, which is a bold move, moving from Fox.
Right. And you know, it's interesting. I think that the next thing you're covering in the news actually coincides with this, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The next bit of news is about the New York Times getting involved in this too. So that's a prime example of more companies investing money into this and getting involved.
And the thing that's awesome about that example is that here's an organization that's already established. They already know how to write copy.
Yeah.
So, and they've actually been doing a podcast, so now they're going to be doing basically their own little network of podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
They're in a really good position to be able to just do it really well.
They are.
And it's interesting that, you know, going back to like 2005 when everything really kicked off, a lot of businesses didn't get it. And then it seemed like around 2013, it started to go beyond just NPR. It started to take up traction with some of the major players. Like, before 2012, it was basically ESPN and NPR were the only ones that were really serious about podcasting that were traditional media.
Yeah.
Since then, around, I keep saying 2012 because that's when we start getting those kind of phone calls from large companies starting to take this seriously. So now it's like hearing about these, like the New York Times. They're kind of late now to the show, but they still have that infrastructure that will make it a lot easier for them than it will be for someone that's a startup.
Exactly. They have, you know, an audience already.
The audience, the materials. I mean, I was thinking, too, they already have the staff that's reporting news, bringing in articles and stuff. So now it's just a matter of bringing like a Zoom H4 whatever the newer model is, to your interview and recording.
Yeah. I wonder what's going to happen with that. Okay, well, number 2 for this list is that the content is improving as well. They said in the article that podcasts are able to be more honest, that you can tell any story that you want, and that it gives you a more real idea of people as opposed to a radio host that has to stick to the guidelines that the show, the network, essentially wants you to put out to everyone.
Right. But, you know, that's always been the case since the beginning. I think they're just now highlighting what a lot of people are discovering now, which the audience of podcasting knew this from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're getting an honest person saying what they know specifically. I mean, you're getting, when you subscribe to a podcast, usually you're getting into a niche.
Yeah.
And they know exactly what they're talking about.
Yeah. They also said that since there are no standards, they gave an example of radio shows typically have to give you a 15-minute, like a 15-minute show down to the exact second. And if an episode of a podcast wants to be 37 minutes 1 week and then 44 the next, that's fine. It doesn't matter because the audience isn't going to notice and they don't have to stick to, they don't have to deal with the legal issues for it. Number three is that the talent base is improving. What do you think about that one?
Again, I don't think it's improving. I think it's, there's always been talent in podcasting. I think what's happening, though, is they're starting to take traditional media talent and put it in podcasting.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
But there's still, it kind of goes back to, you know, talking to the expert. The expert's actually doing the podcast. That's kind of how it's been since the beginning.
I do see a difference from, you know, someone who might just be doing a podcast and a podcast coming from a network sometimes. I can see the difference in the host. Not for every time, but a lot of the time it's people coming from radio. It's coming from working in broadcasting somehow, or they are a writer and they know how to get to an audience a specific way and capture people.
Right. But so they're taking what they already know and applying it to podcasting, which is great. But I still think there's a level of, you know, not having the levels quite right and the not recording quite perfectly that actually gives a traditional, or what I call a traditional podcast, one that's kind of made in the home,
mm-hmm.
A more realistic feel to it. I mean, sometimes you hear the dog bark in the background and
mm-hmm.
guess what? That's real life, you know? And that's where I think when someone's knows a topic, A, and B, they have that kind of originality happening in the background,
mm-hmm.
gives them more of an honest approach to the audience than someone who's creating it in a studio and gets rid of every mistake in the edit.
Yeah. Well, this was also talking about, since podcasting is becoming a more popular medium, that people that are, you know, have been in broadcasting before and that they're considering this better talent is coming in because they're finally able to get a living wage off of this podcast. They're able to monetize it. They're able to keep this host because they are able to pay them to do this instead of having it be a hobby.
Right.
Number four, distribution is expanding. And on this topic or this reason, they brought up Google Play. Because Androids have the biggest market base in America, and yet the majority of podcast listening still comes from Apple. So they think whenever Google Play is out there for everyone, that it's really going to bring back podcasting or make it more popular.
I think they're a little late. We've noticed statistically a huge jump in the past year on Android. So, and I'd like to say it's because of our Subscribe on Android initiative,
mm-hmm.
but there's a lot of apps and they're starting to be very mature. And some are only like $4 and most are free.
Yeah. There are a bunch available. And we see the Android listenership growing. They're just saying that, you know, this is part of the reason why. And that they think it's going to get even bigger when Google Play launches and is available.
It's certainly not going to hurt to have another distribution point.
No.
So I just checked on my Android phone. They still don't have the the podcast section in the music.
Yeah. So number five is the connected car is here. So that means Apple CarPlay and what's the Google one called?
Android Auto.
Android Auto. In 2015, 13% of the cars that were shipped out to people were considered connected cars. And that means that they had internet enabled in the dashboard for things like listening to a podcast.
Right. Well, I'm going to just put out my little warning on that. So we saw distributors of TVs get all excited because they had smart TVs that had internet already available in them.
Mm-hmm.
So the problem is that people would buy a smart TV, take it home, and then plug a Roku or a TiVo into it.
Yeah.
So I think it's awesome that they're coming out with these smart cars. And I think a person like me is going to gravitate it towards it instantly.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that adoption will be slow. But in the interim, people are still going to be using podcasts on their phone and still listening to it in their car. I think the really good feature that needs to be in the cars, which is pretty much standard now, is the Bluetooth.
Right. That's how I listen to mine in my car. I think that the thing that will slow down people using this in their cars is that people don't buy a new car every year. You get a car and you keep it for as long as possible, the majority of the time for most, you know, car owners. So even if this new technology is available, they're going to hit the people that are buying in like this year, next year, and the next couple of years. But I just bought a car within the last year, so I'm not getting this for 7 years now, 7-8 years.
Well, you know, I'm getting into the car side of myself, but you know, it'd be great when they start making these decks aftermarket affordable.
Yeah,
because I mean, I think the last time I looked, it was like $600 or $700 for a great auto, and that was like the cheapest I could find.
Mm-hmm.
And they're also and forgive me if you're not familiar with car standards, but they're double DIN. And DIN is the height of the actual player that it takes up in the car. And a lot of cars, at least in the past 15 years, use a single DIN. It's about 3 inches high by 8 inches wide or 9 inches wide.
So what do you mean with that? You mean like the stuff that is literally in your dashboard?
Right, where the player could go. So yeah. Ford in around 2000 was the first one to start creating stereos specifically for the dash,
mm-hmm.
which made it impossible to put an aftermarket stereo in there.
See, that's the thing. I remember when I had my old car, you said, you know, just upgrade the dashboard. And I was like, I am never, ever, ever in my life going to do that. No matter what car I have, I am getting the dashboard that I get with the car when I buy it. And that is the majority of car owners out there. They're not going to change a thing. They're not going to change the dashboard.
Well,
they get what they get.
Well, see, I grew up in the 90s, you know, got my license in 93 or whatever. And back then, you had to upgrade the car.
Yeah, stereo. See, you and had to.
And the best thing was late 80s cars all the way through about 2000, they all had double DIN,
mm-hmm.
which meant that they were 8.5, 9 inches wide by 6 inches high, which meant you could put a really nice stereo in there or a regular DIN and have a pocket for like maps or something.
Yeah.
But nowadays with DVD screens and touch screens, you know, you need to have a big screen.
It's all different now. Okay, well, moving on to the last one. Virtual reality is on the way. So they're essentially saying that we are always on the move and that you cannot necessarily watch a video as you're walking down the street. So to be in totally entranced with a story, they're trying to say that with a podcast you're going to be able to do that, as opposed to a normal radio talk show that you would listen to on your phone while you're walking down the street and get on the subway. You will be able to get an entire story, you know, from start to finish and be interested in it with a podcast instead.
Well, you know, this kind of coincides with the recent conversation we had with enhanced podcasts, where you put
mm-hmm.
graphical elements in an audio recording.
Yeah.
And since the beginning, we've never seen traction with that.
No.
And that's because audio has a consumption point and that's where people feel comfortable. And then when they want to do something visual, guess what? That's where the TV then takes.
You got to sit down.
Right. Or the computer.
Yeah.
So, and everything goes the other way too. So I remember around 2008, everybody was predicting audio was dead, radio was going to die, video was back, you know, or not back, but going to take over.
Yeah.
Just like they thought that in the 80s with MTV replacing music.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think the reality is both mediums are here to stay, and they have their purpose. They always will. So,
yeah, at the end of the article, it said, with, you know, a cute little ending, that we'll all end up sitting around telling stories like they did around the fire and, you know, at the beginning of time. And that it's going to be with podcasts this time.
Right. It'll be like the fireside chats in the 1930s.
Yes. Yes, that's what it'll turn into.
I don't know, quite agree with that, but you know, the I think the cool thing is we're almost there with like Twitter and Facebook, and the you know, watch the news and they live read things from Twitter and stuff.
Oh yeah.
I mean, someday we'll just all have cameras in our TVs and entertainment systems, and the news reporter will just turn to you, you know,
yeah,
in your kitchen or wherever you're at, but we'll be there someday.
I know. Okay, that is all we have for 6 Reasons Why Podcasting is the Future of Storytelling. So, do you want to jump into talking about the player for PowerPress now?
Oh, yeah. So, the player is about, you know, we designed the player over the summer last year, and then it became a, you know, priorities on development.
Mm-hmm.
So, then we finally kicked off development. January, and then we had development start in February, and at the end of March we had the working version of the player up and running.
Yep.
So what's your list? Are we going to dig right into features is what I like to talk about?
Yes, that is what I want to talk about.
All right, cool. So the player is not meant to replace your website. We still recommend you have a good website and you're writing your show notes and everything on your site.
Yeah.
But the advantage to the player is it puts everything within a responsive box that the user might need in order to do more than just listen.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, we have all the subscribe options available, and we will be adding to this as time goes on. When Google Play launches, we'll have Google Play added to the list.
Yep.
And as needed, if you click on the subscribe on a touch device, which right now I'm using an iPad, and we have a nice responsive movement that then moves everything else out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
So it still stays within the same screen of view,
the same box,
which, and a lot of people don't think about that, how important it is to stay on the same screen and not have it have to scroll up and down after you do something. So I'm able to hit subscribe. I can subscribe to iTunes. I can do it on Android. I can send an email. I can just get the RSS feed if I want to.
Yep.
And it's all there. And then if I click on subscribe again or touch it, it goes back to the original view. Same with share. If I click on share, it shows me the 5 most popular options, which are Twitter, Google+, Facebook, LinkedIn, and email.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also have a link to the show notes and a link to download the podcast. Now, this is a good opportunity then to segue into where we're not going to display the show notes and the download.
Yes, we thought of this as we were testing it out. I was one of the people that was testing this player as it was being developed, and realized that if you are putting this player on the page where you have put the new episode on your website, where your show notes are already located, you don't need a link to your show notes to take you back to the page that you are already on.
Yeah, that would actually be counterintuitive, confuse people.
Yeah.
So when you're on your own website and you're using PowerPress, for example, you will only see the 2 buttons, subscribe and share. The download and show notes will then be hidden, because also download, whenever you're using PowerPress, is already a link below the player.
Mm-hmm.
So why duplicate the effort? So now, we didn't even talk about the player itself. It's very simple. It has a, you know, play and pause functionality.
Mm-hmm.
You can, at any point, you can touch in the position, the play line position, to be right where you want to be.
Yep.
And we have a quick 15 seconds back or forward.
It's probably my favorite feature.
Yeah. And boy, that took a lot of research to figure out what that number should be. Should it be 5 seconds?
Yeah.
Should it be 10? Should it be a minute? And we kind of came to the conclusion that 15 was correct. And ironically, we were looking at other apps, and that's what Apple does.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also have the play speed, and then obviously a mute and volume control.
Right.
Now, some of this information is not there depending on the actual device you're using. So, like, I'm using an iPad right now, which has volume controls on the side and mute. So, obviously, the mute and volume controls are not available. So, we just don't show them as confusing options. They're just not there. And then some Android browsers do not support the playback speed change. So, then that playback option is not there.
Yep.
But if the options are there, then we put the options in the player. If they're not, then they're not. So users aren't clicking things and wondering why nothing's happening.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. We'd rather just not show it than have people try to do something and think that it's just the player isn't working.
Right. And then the coolest thing, we did not make this player branded.
Mm-hmm.
So other than having some standard colors that we use from Material Design, and then you know, obviously orange is the orange for RSS for subscribe.
Right.
Other than that, it's pretty
basic colors.
It's so basic, it's very neutral. It can be used on any website without it.
And it's going to have your artwork on it and basically any information that you, as much information that you want on there. It can have the artwork, the episode title, and the show title as well, correct?
Actually, I don't think it displays the program title, just the episode title.
Okay.
But your show title does appear in the
artwork. The artwork. Yep.
So, well, unless you don't put it in the artwork.
Then that's kind of your own problem.
Right. Well, some people don't need it.
Yeah.
But, you know, you have your reason for doing something. That's fine.
Yeah.
But also the nice thing is you can take the embed, you can put it somewhere, and if we update the player, it automatically gets the update. It's just like how embeds work with YouTube.
Mm-hmm. So where is this player going to be located in PowerPress?
Right.
So people can use it.
This is an audio-only player, so you'll have to go to the PowerPress menu and then audio player, and then it'll be one of the options there in the list.
And you just switch to that one and save it, and then you don't have to do it ever again?
Then you're good to go.
Okay, perfect.
Now, this is a product only for hosting customers of Blueberry.
Mm-hmm.
So the reason for that is then we're able to guarantee that the media can load and play in the player quickly and promptly with our CDN network. And also it allows us to know basically where the plays are coming from.
Right. Right. And then this is also available in the Blueberry dashboard as well.
Right. So if you're just using the old school version of Blueberry hosting, where we just provide you a very simple page and a RSS feed, which is like the equivalent of what SoundCloud does.
Yeah.
You can then get the embed from that publishing interface. And actually, in a week or two, we'll add an option, too, that every time you publish, it'll present you the embed, so you have it right away to copy and paste and put it wherever you need to.
Mm-hmm. You just find it in the episodes section of the podcaster dashboard for us.
Exactly. And then also, another hidden one, is if you're anybody's viewing your podcast on Blueberry and they're looking at a specific episode, at the very bottom in the middle, there's an embed link. They can click that, and they can get the embed that way as well.
And the player will show up wherever they want then.
So those last two are already public. They're already in production.
Mm-hmm.
The PowerPress integration will be coming.
So if you are a Blueberry hosting customer, get into your dashboard. Go to your episodes, find this embed, and then if you don't want to go that route, go to your page on the Blueberry directory and go to an episode and you'll find it there. And if you are a PowerPress user, this is released Friday, April 8th. So in about a week is what we're aiming for to have it in PowerPress as well.
Right. And if people are curious, we try to make the releases at least 2 weeks apart.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be a little close because we just did a release last week, but that's fine. And typically we try to do them once a month. We did a survey a few years ago asking our users when they preferred to have updates.
Did
they want them? every day they're available, or did they want them spread out once every quarter?
Yeah.
And kind of do a more traditional, like a Microsoft type release.
Mm-hmm.
And the sweet spot was 2 weeks to a month.
Yeah.
So we're trying to make everybody happy and keep to that.
I understand the reason for that. I typically try to wait like a week or so to update something.
Yeah.
So, okay. So we have screenshots of where to find the, where to find this embed player in Blueberry. And then once it's up in PowerPress as well, I will go back into this episode and put some screenshots up of that. And you can see the player on this episode. So feel free to, you know, give us some comments and feedback and what you like about it, what you don't like about it. We want to hear both. We always want to hear both. And just go ahead and use it. Please, we want you to use this.
Yeah, everybody's going to love it.
All right, guys. Well, that is all we have for the PowerPress podcast this week. Thanks for listening. You can go to powerpresspodcast.com, find us on iTunes and Android, email, whatever works for you. And please, if you would like, leave a review on iTunes for us. And thanks for listening, guys.